Our next guest on Downtown has been nominated for 27 Emmy Awards in his career, winning 7 of them, more than any other actor in television history, and first reached national acclaim for his role, of course, as Lou Grant, the boss at WJM Television in the iconic Mary Tyler Moore Show. He's gone on to memorable appearances in the spinoff, the dramatic Lou Grant Show, which earned more Emmy nominations, an Emmy Award winner for his role in Roots, and of course, it drew rave reviews playing Carl Fredrickson in the animated film Up. He's touring the country right now in a one-man show written by Ed Weinberger called A Man and His Prostate. And that show comes to the Gracie Theater at Husson University next Thursday for shows at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. We're thrilled to be joined here on Downtown by the legendary Ed Asner. Well, Mr. Asner, thank you so much for taking time for us this afternoon. You're out on tour for a couple of weeks. How is the road treating you so far?
Well, it's treating us very well. I got a little tickle in my throat this morning, so we're at a doctor's centralia, so to speak, getting the throat examined, and you're a great way to kill the time.
Well, I'm glad we could be here for that part of your day. Tell us about this show, A Man and His Prostate, a pretty talented combination, you and your longtime friend Ed Weinberger working together on this.
Right. We wrote a book together, and we're doing this play together, and I found it a brilliant play. He knows how to clang the metals and get the laughs. And at the same time, it's doing a great public service.
Well, absolutely. It's a great reminder to men to take care of yourself and get yourself checked. What's it like, too? You have to enjoy getting out there and connecting with a live audience. So you've done a couple of touring shows over the last year or so. Is that different? Is it a much different response being there with an audience that's so close and you get that immediate reaction?
Well, you can't blame anybody else except me.
That's true. There's nobody to feed you a line if you go up either.
I know. And I'm delighted that we've been so successful with the play. It's truly a funny treatment of the whole subject, along with delivering the cautionary lines of examination and precaution.
Mr. Asner, you mentioned the book that you released earlier, well, I guess it was late last year, the sort of reclaiming the Constitution for the left. And what was that experience working with Ed Weinberger on that as well?
Well, he's so thorough. I mean, he is absolutely exhausted in his research and guides me appropriately. And nobody can question his conclusions. So the Grouchy historian, I think, deserves a high place in reminding Americans that the Constitution belongs to them, all of us, as well as the right-wing originalists, so-called.
We're talking with Ed Asner here on Downtown. Well, speaking of reminding Americans, you're a former president of the Screen Actors Guild. All around the country, legislation being considered with right-to-work laws. Why is it important, perhaps now more than ever, that we have unions and that people support unions in this country?
For God's sake, because this is a capitalist country. And, not that they're evil intent, but capitalists are out to make as much money as they can and oftentimes disregard the needs of those people who have made the product for them. So this is our way of trying to, remind people that unions are a counterbalance to the greed of capitalists.
Well, that would seem to suggest then, Mr. Asner, that maybe putting billionaires in charge of the government might not be the best plan. Why do so many people who would classify themselves as the little guy think that those people would have their best interests at heart, do you think?
Well, it's because people automatically, out of lazy, sluggish thinking, automatically think, well, hell, he made a billion. He knew how to scam that one. Put him in charge of government, and he'll scam that for us as the citizens. And it's not always true. All too often, the billionaire will. There are great billionaires. We've got some great billionaires in this country as well. But you have to check them out just like anybody else.
Absolutely. We would be remiss to not to bring up a couple of the iconic television shows you've been a part of. From your perspective, what's the secret of the durability of the Mary Tyler Moore Show? It holds up so well after all these years. What's the secret?
Well, her. She was the doll baby that made it work. Great writing, well-directed, and a good supporting cast. She was the axle, and we were all the loonies making up the tire.
Well, and it was so unusual, too, that your show, Lou Grant, was spun off from Mary Tyler Moore, but as a drama, and another terrific series as well, but again, surrounded by wonderful writers, and you had a great supporting cast on that show as well.
Oh, I did. I really loved that cast. And I wouldn't have sold them or traded them for anything. They were great. And unfortunately, three of them have passed on.
Now, I have a four-year-old, so around my house, if I were to mention your name or if we hear your voice, well, you're Mr. Fredrickson to my four-year-old. Such a wonderful performance. In Up. How much do you enjoy doing the voice acting? Because that was such a tremendous performance.
I like it as much as I like any other acting. You believe in what you're doing, and you project what you want to achieve. If I were walking on stage, I'd do the same thing. Except with voice acting, I just can do it through my voice, and I do my best.
You have the Ed Asner Family Center. You want to talk a little bit about what that organization does and who it reaches out to?
Well, my son and his wife, we just started it this year, actually. My son and his wife started it, and I'm honored that they chose me to make the focal point of it. But it's primarily, I have an autistic son, and my son has an autistic son. And we are deeply involved and intrigued in this situation. And we realize that there's an untold number of individuals out there who need the kind of social and psychological help that a center would give them in terms of guiding them, in terms of investing their time and improving their time. So being a part of the problem, we try to be a part of the solution.
Well, you're busier than ever, the stage show, of course, and you've got a brand new series coming to Netflix. Can you tell us a little bit about Dead to Me with what sounds like another wonderful cast, James Marsden, Christina Applegate, Linda Cardellini? What's the premise behind that?
Well, it's hard to say, but it's a wonderfully written show, I must say. I'm hardly mentioned in it, but hopefully as time goes on, they'll find some better way of demonstrating me. But it's about these two women who I won't say why or how, they are inextricably entwined, and they endure life together in varying ways and make a wonderful match. I play a denizen of a nursing home, and on the make, as is my usual nature, and Hopefully, I get the score by the time the series ends. But it's got a husband in there. Well, actually, a boyfriend who is severing his relationship with one of the women, and two kids, and a mother-in-law. So it's a real American family. I can honestly tell you, I read the scripts last night, first time, and I'm really impressed with the deftness of the writing.
Well, we can't wait for it. We thank you so much. Can't wait to see you here in Maine at the Gracie Theater for A Man and His Prostate. Ed Asner, it's a real treat for us to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us. We wish you continued success and good health.
Thank you, Rich. I can't wait to get there.
The great Ed Asner here on Downtown. Next Thursday, shows at 1 and 7 at the Gracie Theater. Ed and His Prostate going to be right here in Bangor, Maine. What fun that was.